The Warriors and Kings go to overtime on Saturday night in Sacramento in a game where Stephen Curry had a game-high 35 points with 8 3-pointers, as Klay Thompson added 26 points with 4 trays. But in the end, it wouldn't be enough in a close contest. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr was ejected from the game in the third quarter as Sacramento snaps a 13-game losing streak to the Warriors, grabbing a 109-106 overtime victory. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I was mad about a lot of things, but I got what I deserved. I deserved to be ejected, so I was, so I have no complaints.
Was that kind of wake your team up type ejection, or was that legitimate?
I was angry. I was angry about some calls, and like I said, I got mad, and I deserved to get kicked out.
You watched the rest of the game on TV back
here? Yeah.
What did you think of the finish and just kind of everything that happened after you were tossed?
We got what we deserved before I was tossed and after. It's one of the worst games we've played all season. We had no purpose. The ball didn't move. I didn't even recognize our team out there tonight. Maybe we were due for one. We've been playing well. We've had a great run. But that was not us. And I give them credit. They played a really good game and they deserved to win. But that was not us. We didn't move the ball. A lot of quick, difficult shots that put our defense in a really vulnerable position. 22 assists in an overtime game. We had 38 the other night. The ball was humming the other night. And then tonight it just stuck. It kept sticking over and over again, and we can't play that way.
Kevin, in particular, struggled tonight. 2 of 10 shooting, missed all 6 of 3. I don't think he got a shot in about 10 minutes. What do you see?
Yeah, Kevin looked tired tonight. I think he was out of gas. He's been so incredible all year long. He's been so efficient, and he's played at such a high level, so he's allowed to have one of those.
Impressed with the way the Kings bounced back, losing at the buzzer last night. A lot of times they can have a hangover on the team. They came out kind of ready to play.
Yeah, they played well. They played really hard. They had some good individual efforts. I thought they played well defensively. Like I said, they absolutely deserved to win the game.
Draymond went down pretty hard but came back into the game. Was there any hesitation in bringing him back? Or did...
No, I always trust the training staff, and Chelsea told me he was good to go.
Young guys, Looney and those guys, what do you think they got to do to kind of make a more substantial role on the team?
They just have to make the most of their minutes. I thought Looney did some good things tonight. I thought he got a couple of really tough breaks, guarding Cousins, and I thought he did a nice job though. And McCaw's been good for us. He's developing, and we're just moving along, trying to get better and trying to develop our young guys and get better as a team. And I'm happy with their play.
It was hard to watch the ball sticking on the offensive end or the defensive breakdowns, because it looked like there were a number of defensive breakdowns.
Yeah, but it's tied together directly. Every time we have a poor offensive game where the ball sticks, it's inevitable. Then we're poor defensively. You give up transition stuff. Bad shots lead to a vulnerability with your transition defense, and then just the vibe, who we are is, we're a joyful team that moves the ball and plays with a lot of passion and fun, and there wasn't a whole lot of that tonight, so I'll chalk it up to the dog days, and we'll be better on Wednesday. Fortunately we have a nice stretch here before our next game, so we'll give the team off tomorrow, and they can watch the Falcons win the Super Bowl, and then we'll practice on Monday and Tuesday, and we need those 2 days of practice. We haven't had a lot of practice. It's no excuse for tonight, but you can just kind of tell when you need some work, and I think we need a little work right now.
Steph has been really almost back to last year's level this last month or so. But now maybe, he wanted to be more involved. You've gotten that now. Now has it almost gone too far, maybe in the other direction where
no,
it needs to move more?
No. Tonight, for sure. But one game does not make a trend. Tonight we were ball dominant, and he was the only one who had it going. And all we were doing was high screen and roll. We didn't really have much of a post presence. We didn't have our passing and our screening game going. I wouldn't base that assumption on one game. I think it was one game where we were totally over dependent on Steph. But if you look at the last few weeks, we've been playing a lot of good basketball and we've had a really good balance to our team.
Kevin,
All right. Thank you.
Next up, the Warriors host the Chicago Bulls at Oracle Arena on Wednesday night.